guy like Kyle, how do you teach him to do more with less time on the ice?
It's a challenge for everybody making that adjustment, right? They'll come from their junior teams and their college teams where they're 20-minute guys and on long shifts, right? A minute's nothing for them. And they get here and it's the exact opposite. The last night's not a great indication of what you, how you'd like to use a guy. Our priority in the first two games is getting a lot of our bigger guys into the game feel, and then we'll get some of the younger guys in over the next two. But that's a job that they got to learn, right? And they got to learn how to keep their legs and come off the bench. It's not easy. That's why those guys in the bottom six, when they get a little older, and they always say they're great pros, right? They just kind of, they can sit for 12 and go out there, and they understand their job, that there's no sympathy for them. They don't get the shift off because of it. It's a challenge for the young men. It's all part of maturing and becoming a pro.
Is it teachable?
It's learnable.
Right.
Right. I think that it's experiential learning. They got to talk to themselves on the bench, keep themselves wired into a game, keep themselves focused. They certainly can learn it. And some guys will graduate out of that, and they'll get to their 13-minute mark, where I think that 13, 14-minute mark is probably where they stop feeling like they're sitting on the bench. And they get in a few more, and then they want to be over 20. So they'll learn it.
Kyle seemed to be adapt at every level, right, at college, at the AHL level. Right. So you must feel pretty confident he can.
I really liked his year last year. For any of these skilled guys, for the most part, we don't want them sitting on that fourth line. We don't want to train them for a job they're not going to do. But if they've earned the right to be there, we want to be respectful of that as well.
What are some of the things you'd be looking for from Tyler Myers as he kind of gets easing back into things?
Just minutes. Just get out there. There won't be an assessment of his play. His practices are outstanding. Right? He's moving. He's pushing hard in the conditioning drills. He's just got to get back touching the puck. He's real eager.
Touched on it the other day. I mean, where did you miss him the most last year?
Minutes that got added on to other players' game, you know. Buffing troops and minutes are up, and part of that was the schedule that we were under. So we got a lot of heavy minutes on guys with no recovery after he went down. And then execution on all parts, kills, penalties, plays on the power play some, and we run him against the other team's best. When the other team's best, it's got a lot of speed. So we missed him in all parts.
Are you looking forward to the internal competition element among that?
Looking forward to the chemistry that develops, right? So we have an idea where the pair starts. Some of that is because we've seen it. And then the changes. Tyler Myers is going hard. We've got to get him on the ice. I mean, if he looks as good as in 2 weeks as he looks today, he can't sit in the 5-6 minutes. He's got to get out there and play. And there is some driving competition there for sure.
With Ben Chiarot, was in last night, what do you think of his game last night, the cap he's had, and sort of where he still fits in right now?
Yeah, it's a tough one because of the you don't do any special teamwork. The penalty kill is real important to him. We made a couple of really significant changes to our penalty killing in about the last 15 games of the year. We really liked the way it went in that stretch of time. And he was out, so he didn't get a part of that. And there's no power play time there for him. So careful with that assessment of his game. He's a fit man, and his practices have been real hard, real good.
You talked about needing to find an identity.
I'm sure he did.
He did. Okay. He said he shared right. A bit with the conversation with you. What will that identity look like in a perfect world?
Your identity has to be based on your strengths. What are you good at? And it's Blake is our perfect example of that. Over the last 3 years, he figured out exactly what he's good at. He just does that all night. So Ben's a big, strong, and actually quite a quick man for that. So closing the gap, being real hard to play against. The PK has to be something that he excels at, blocking shots, controlling the 6 feet around his net very well, and simple, simple puck movement. And that's enough to make a living on, and he can excel at that.
What's it key for a guy like his mindset when you know, there's a pretty clear indication of maybe what the depth chart is right now, and he's not quite in the six?
That's the National Hockey League. He, along with when we talked about the younger players that maybe are dealing with a minutes changed on that bottom six, that's part of his job, right? So getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and he'll be in competition. Benny could get in the lineup and never come out, right? He could play all 82. and we're going to need him to play games for sure. He's going to be a really important part of what we do. And then not all days in the National Hockey League are easy or fun. So some of them he's going to have to come to the rink and he may be out of the lineup and he's going to have to get his practice right and drive himself in practice and stay ready and focused.
What have you been learning about Michael Skrbosa in that first little bit?
He got a little bit wild. He got a little bit sick there at the start of camp. And we thought the day before yesterday he moved really well in practice. So the day before the game was, we had two practices. So the second practice he was really good in. I watched all of his games last year that he played. He can move the puck a little bit. He's a little bit of an in-between kind of player. He played on the fourth line in Anaheim and kind of banged and ran simple routes and got to Florida and got some touches, got a little bit of power play time. So he's got an all-around game.
Jack Ross, they got a taste of NHL last year. What can that do for a guy as he kind of comes into this year's camp? And what have you seen from him so far?
Jack's a really, really good pro. He's just outstanding fitness numbers, really off the charts. And he's learning that game at center ice. We liked his game that he played for us when he came in, and he had a long, fruitful year in the American Hockey League, and he'll continue to do that. We'll get him in some exhibition games here, and we can give him a chance to maybe run back-to-back and get some bigger minutes and some power play time. Especially in that game 3 and 4, all those young guys who are power play guys, they'll get that opportunity then. So they'll get to show some offense that they have. And Jack, for him, every day is another step closer to the NHL. We have lots of confidence in it. When that day finally arrives, it may not be a straight line that you get to the NHL and stay there forever. But he's he's on the right path for sure.
You called it last couple of days, Paul, about what you could have expected from the penalties last night and sort of came to fruition.
Yeah.
What does your club learn from a night like that, and is it just going to be a work in progress through this preseason?
In terms of the ones we take?
Yeah,
I think we will all understand that a really, really strict standard comes in exhibition because they're over the course of the year, sometimes I think the referees feel, and we probably all enjoy it, that the game gets a little bit more laxed as you get into the playoffs. There's not quite as many tight calls. So now they just want to hit that reset button. The change in the standard on slashing, everybody loves. So we took a slashing penalty last night that would have been a penalty last year. But we're all for that, especially with our team. We think we had a number of times going to nets last year that we had really good chances. So we're all for it. We've watched the video. We've talked about our penalties every single day. We've run drills on that specifically. We've got a couple other plans in training camp to really tighten in on that. That being said, we're going to see a fairly high number right through camp. I think it settles a bit.
Can you share with us about the lineup?
Tomorrow. Going to run the fairly close to the same top end and switch out the two lines and switch out most of the D. Again, we still got guys that are finishing training, so they have to clear by Robbie, and then we'll get it out to you.
Pipes?
Yeah, Mason's going in.
Okay.